This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, it's Basketball Wives, and tonight's episode, masks were off and some wigs too. Come back and stay tuned. We got some special guests on tonight's episode of Basketball Wives.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wine. Yes, the masks were off tonight. I think some wigs would have been snatched, but I was surprised. I think ladies are behaving themselves tonight. Hey guys, welcome to Basketball Wives After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Michelle Madison. You can find me on the Twitter at @MICH_MadisonTV and also on Instagram at @Michelle_MadisonTV. And to my left, I have some beautiful ladies and two things. We got a new co-host, and we got a special guest from Basketball Wives, Miss Elena J. But before we get to that, let me get it to my Liv.
What's up, guys? I'm Lanisha, and you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
That's right. Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for allowing me to come join in on the set of Basketball Wives as a co-host. I am Tequila Jackson. Come be social with me on Twitter and Facebook at @Tequila_IAM.
And as like I said, we have a special guest in the building, Miss Elena J.
Thank you for joining us.
Cheers. Oh my gosh, guys, for those who are listening and you're not able to visualize the beautifulness that is Miss Elena J. Yes. This slit right here that she has. Jessica Rabbit would be so like loving you right now. I wish that we could just give you a body pan, but we can't put too much. Engineers will get upset. But make sure you guys check her out, because don't you also have a boutique? Can they get this there?
Yes, I do. It's www.elenajcollection.com. It's different from all the other boutiques. One thing that I do and make sure I do is I always go and check out the competition first and see what they carry, because most of the boutiques carry the same stuff.
Right.
And I try to stay away from that and get different stuff and sexy, you know, see-throughs, cover-up. I do everything, you know, pants, shorts.
Everything that we need.
Yes.
Or we didn't know we needed.
Exactly. Right.
And you have you're just the walking model.
Oh, yes.
They're very affordable. The most expensive thing I have on there is $95.
Wow. Yeah, girl.
From 25. You know, we wear stuff one time and we never get to wear them again. You can't tell you wear stuff
anymore. Yeah.
Well,
It's perfect.
You gotta delete the picture to rewear it.
Like, see, we need you back to give us some more,
volunteering for a makeover from Miss Elena J.
Yes. I know, right?
I volunteer myself for a makeover by Miss Elena J.
Also, we're going here.
Right away, why not?
If you needed a makeover, I would have told you to.
Well, speaking of, let's get right into it. The M word makeover
We're going to call this makeover gate. This episode was makeover gate for sure.
Evelyn, bless your heart. I think that we all know that it came from a good place. Evelyn. She cried.
I think one person does not know that it came from a good place.
Hold on, Elena.
We'll let you get another.
Let me take that around. We got to pass this over to her. By the way, we're drinking some Stella Rosa tonight Stella Rosa, because that is Miss Elena's favorite wine tonight. So we brought it in honor of her.
So,
and thanks, Laura.
When the guys are coming over and stuff like that.
You mean your gentleman that you're entertaining?
Yes.
I didn't know it was going to be so R-rated. I thought we were going to be PG.
Never with me, honey.
Love that. Cha-ching to that.
Cheers.
Nice, about to be crunk. All right, guys.
Don't get that. I'm empty.
Girl, you take as much as you want.
got to drive. We want to make sure you get there safely.
Oh, no, no, baby. I'm taking Uber. I don't drive.
Okay, great.
Perfect. That's right.
We are safe drinkers here at Last TV.
Uber all day.
So no mommy purpose. That's a real.
Right. We're going to get back on schedule. All right, guys. So we saw the ladies. They made their trip to Palm Springs. Right. This was supposed to be a girls' getaway. Everyone's supposed to have fun. No husbands, no kids, or whatever situation you have, as
right.
Kristen said. Kristen right. or Kristen?
Kristen.
Kristen. Okay, I just want to make sure. So, first of all, okay, before we get to the makeover part, how do you guys feel? Have you guys been on a girls' trip to a house and you have to pick the rooms?
Yes.
Situation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
See, the way my friendships are set up,
they already know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm where Evelyn is. I'm going to, you know.
But see, like she organized it. So, as the organizer, do you get the first pick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You definitely.
Yes. Always.
Yes.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm a backwards host. I feel like I should be the last. I should my guest should come first, foremost. And then I get
so
my room.
Nice.
Right. When my friends are set up, they're going to make sure I get the nice one, though.
Yeah.
That's right. See? That's good. Oh, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a good relationship there. You
but And I am no stranger to an air mattress. There's nothing wrong with it. I am not below an air mattress.
Me neither.
You know?
Me neither, right.
And yeah, we grown, but because sometimes.
At the end of the day, when you're, like, drunk and you're trying to go to sleep.
Hello.
You just trying to land somewhere, right?
The floor, the curb.
You need a place to lay flat. And
you're,
I'm good.
You're exactly. Face is numb. I don't think you care about the princess.
Not at all.
Just not the bunk beds that they show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bunk beds. Yeah, that was a bit much.
That was super
weird. I choose the air mattress over the bunk beds.
Yeah.
How does Jackie on that?
Yeah, that's kind of like low-key disrespect.
Yes, in a bunk bed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never did the college dorm thing, so I don't even know what that was like. So I was, bougie.
I feel like I lived in all of the, like, crazy places. I lived in a hostel in Midtown
you
in New York City.
Really?
Yes, girl, I sure did. And I slept on an air mattress for, like, 6 months in Brooklyn because I had no furniture.
Well, New York and LA are, like, air mattresses.
Oh, yes.
I was like, do I pay my rent or do I get furniture? Yeah. I pay my rent.
When I first got out here, I was on the air mattress for a while as well.
You just had a nice furniture outside. Look at you.
I know, right?
But
air mattresses
right?
Air mattresses are nice now.
They are nice now.
No. Exactly.
I have seen that before.
Really?
I was driving. I'm so off subject. I was driving by the freeway. I know this is so sad. I was driving by the freeway, and he literally had, you know, underneath the freeway.
Right.
He had the whole
this
big
is
couch
Temp
set
City.
Up. And two lamps.
Mm-hmm.
And a picture put up.
I believe it. Yeah. My cousin said saw one guy who had a whole thing set up, and then he had a lady in there. She had on a negligee. I was like,
my
gosh.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was a picture of him. So,
you know what? At least you could say that's his property.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
That's
right.
Mm-mm.
Financial
exactly.
freedom.
More than true. Sometimes I wonder about it. So we would have made sure that the host... The host gets the best room.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so. So I think she did right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess the first come, first serve thing, I guess that's kind of okay.
But
sometimes
yes,
I'm
I
like,
think so too,
but I would still make sure at least the rooms are kind of all compatible so when somebody doesn't feel
too.
Like they're left out about
mm-hmm.
it. So
well,
I'm kind of with you, Melissa,
mm-hmm.
when you say that you would let them go first.
Mm-hmm.
I might be picking the first room, but I'm still going to make sure everything's at least compatible for everyone to be comfortable.
Yeah, my room is open to everybody.
Yeah,
and
that too.
I'm
like that with
know?
The girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the night, we're all drunk, bonding anyway. I've had most of my deepest conversation with my girls when we're, like, drunk on the way back.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Exactly.
It's a good time.
So speaking of, you know, girls and bonding conversations and this back to this makeover, so you did not think that Evelyn had the best intentions for Kristen?
Mm-hmm. I mean, starting out, I feel like the way she went about it was wrong.
100%.
100%. Exactly. I feel like if you're really caring about... here's how I work with my friends. Girl, if you look toe up, I'm going to tell you I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell you away from everybody else.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure you're comfortable with whatever changes come in your way. Like the wardrobe, the hair, whatever it is. If it's really, really your friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Or when you take it upon yourself to...
put this on someone
on blast in front of everybody, it made her, I feel like, defensive. Yeah, defensive towards it and sad and all those emotions.
Yeah.
You know, I would feel that too. She was actually nice. I don't know
she,
what
yeah,
else.
She was handled it very so nice. Much better yeah. than I would
oh,
have.
Same
like,
here.
I would have gone off the rails. Yeah, like, definitely. If you had called me out like that in front of everybody? No, ma'am, Pam. I would not have had that.
My issue wouldn't have even been with a stylist.
It wouldn't.
You're hired. You're
oh, no,
she
would have
got it too. She would have got it too.
Well, it became with a stylist.
That's, you know, it went into that.
Yeah, we're going to get into that too. But. Okay,
but with Evelyn, she should have pulled her aside, because then you sit there and, oh, I have a great idea, and then you just single her out. Like, that's awkward.
That's more.
To make it comfortable. It was brought up to many people, one by
ditto.
One.
Before, exactly, yes.
Again,
exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I
mean, well, and the other way that we could have tackled this is we could have said, hey, we're going to Palm Springs, we're having a girls' weekend, and we're going to bring, like, this crew, this stylist out, and everybody's getting
right.
a
makeup. That's what I'm saying. Very true. Yeah, we do a group.
Then
yeah,
all of a sudden, it's a fun girl bonding experience. Yeah, right. But to be, like, sitting there and be like, hey, so, by the way, you're getting a makeover today, and you're like, what?
Just you. No
one just right. you, nobody else, and everybody else knows about it except you. Mm-hmm. Like, what? I would feel ambushed.
Yes.
Definitely.
Here's my
but
thing,
she
too.
Does need to get rid of them flower shirts. We're like, it's too much.
Well, Kim K did it while she was pregnant at the Met Gala.
Okay, that looked like my grandmother's, like,
I was just
you
saying.
Know, backyard.
I was just saying.
You know? Kim,
I was just saying.
I speak on, like, if I look toe up, I will speak on myself, too, you know? But it just, you gotta play around with it. Floral is okay. You could, you know, wear it once in a while.
It depends on the person and body type.
I'm not a floral person. Mm-hmm. Like, you never catch me wearing like
big prints,
yeah, like
or busy prints,
yeah, the puffy stuff, yeah. Extra, you know, I don't do that. I like slick, sexy, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're straight up Miami girl.
That's right.
Yeah, just
that's
right. Bright and tight and white. But the thing what Evelyn brought up was it wasn't necessarily a makeover because she looked terrible from the flow up. It was more or less, I think it was more of an etiquette thing of knowing what to wear at certain things.
And
I'm sure it was may have been a little bit of that because she kept bringing up the biker shorts mm-hmm. at the wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we were at a safari. She looked like one of the guys that were showing us the animals.
She did. You know what? You know what?
You're right.
I forgot about that.
I can't.
Just right. Right.
Elena, you're not going to get me in trouble.
Right? I'm going to sip this wine.
I should have warned you guys before I came here.
I love
it's,
it.
It's Ms. not Elena. Me. It's the Stella Rose. Let me drink more.
Blame it on the alcohol. I had a nickel
well,
for every time.
But I don't know.
You know what?
No, I was going to say, to say it wasn't about her, like, oh, being tore up or whatever like that. A little bit, because Evelyn kept saying, like, she told her, you have the potential to be bombed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so Evelyn. You're saying that, like, so I'm not right now. You know what I mean? And
but there's things just for your, she was her, interviews was mm-hmm. she looked
beautiful.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her face, but once again, I didn't like the flower again. The blue one I did like.
Yeah,
I
like the blue.
It was like kind of blue like this.
It
like,
was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then like a cutout. That was cute.
But
it
also, who made Evelyn like the stylist god queen?
Well,
like,
Evelyn had a shoe store.
Bomb. Come on.
Yes.
She had, you from Miami. Did you go
don't
visit
do, that
don't shoe
do
store?
That. Don't
did you?
Listen, don't you?
I had that money.
Is it still there?
Evelyn definitely dresses better now.
Exactly.
Let's go back to Miami days when she was just wearing the fluffy, like, sundresses. I mean, that's not really stylish.
Dresses are style dresses, okay? So our bikinis and flip-flops and everything else that we wear.
Sure. Okay.
Because it's hot. Miami low, yes.
Because it's hot.
But we can all admit she dresses better now.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah.
I dress better than I did two, 3 years ago.
I feel like that's the natural progression. But that's the natural progression. Like, as you get older and then more exposure, I would imagine, like, being on TV and seeing yourself over and over again. Like, I think it's a form of self-awareness. You're like, that looks awesome on me. That I'll never wear again.
Right.
You know?
But it's also, I think, going back to the print situation, is a busty woman, you know, certain things work for us and certain things don't. You just have to know what it is, especially if you're going to be on TV and you're going to have this the camera angle, because
but to her defense, this is our first time, you know, the newbies being on camera, so we're all figuring it out.
Definitely.
Let us figure out what makeup works for us this season, you know, when we're all getting a hang of it too. There's been some times where I look at mine, I'm like, what the, I'm thinking, God, like, this is not, it was on a bonus clips on VH1, I was like, thank you, Jesus. I mean, I wasn't ugly, but it wasn't the cutest.
It wasn't
It was one of those days where I, you know, had the hairdo from the day before, and we were filming, I had to do other stuff, and I had to come back, show up with the same hairstyle, and it was all, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if I see Jackie in that sparkly jacket one more time in an interview.
Oh my god. I think since she was affected by the pimp holy ghost.
Right?
She never took it off. That's what
she
happened.
She did it. Oh. She found her sequence and she ran with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they take those confessionals. It seems like it may be like a few days because they were in the same outfits for a while. I think Evelyn and Shawnee kind of just changed in their confessional outfits. But everyone else's confessional outfits were pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So I was wondering
It gets crazy sometimes. You know, you got to deal with the schedules and, you know, running around the producer schedules. You know, we have like how many cast members? Imagine how many schedules we got to work with them. So sometimes we don't have enough time to finish it that day. So we got to come back another day to finish it. And then, I'm sorry, it's already musty. I can't wear that again. I was over there stressing and sweating the whole time I was talking.
Oh, Jesus. I don't grudge you at all.
Not at all.
So another fiasco with the makeover is the style. Well, before I get to that part, Jackie. Okay, Kristen said that Jackie lied and said that she didn't know about the makeover.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we made sure we rewound it. Sorry, I'm liquored up already. I have a cheap date. I can't talk. Technically, Jackie said she didn't know who the stylist was.
Right.
You guys made a point that she kind of did, but she didn't really know her.
Right.
So...
But I guess in Jackie's defense, because it wasn't Jackie's place to tell her like who was coming. Mm-hmm. And in Jackie's defense, she didn't say she didn't know about the makeover. Like I said, she just said she didn't know who was doing it. Mm-hmm. So she didn't lie to Kristen. It was just, you know,
beating around the bush a little bit. I think they're friends, right? Before this even, she's kind of brought in because of Jackie's behalf,
Jackie brought her in.
I think to me, it's kind of obligated to just give her a heads up.
I would prefer
that. If she's coming into this new group of girls brought in by you,
right?
I would have been like, look, just heads up. Somebody's about to try to give you a makeover. Do how you feel, but it's brought up.
Exactly.
And I would have appreciated that at least.
Yep. That was my whole thing with it. Mm-hmm. Like, because I don't think that Jackie lied to her per se by saying like, oh, well, I don't know. Like when we rewound it, it was like, oh, I didn't know who the stylist was.
Right.
A, you kind of did.
Yeah.
And then also, if you're my friend and you're dragging me out into the desert with, you know, these
you
girls that I don't know,
exactly.
and you know
that
them, and
true.
I'm
She's
coming with
one.
You,
yeah.
you're the one that, like, has to pull me aside and be like, hey, by the way.
My girl.
You gotta have your back.
Associate, I'm sorry, girl.
Yeah. Right, because that's what I was thinking, like, they were associates, but no, like, Jackie's the one that brought her into the crew, so she should have said something.
Jackie spoke on her behalf saying, like, oh, she might actually really punch you. Right. So I didn't, like, know that. So that's, to me, I'm like, Jackie should have gave her a heads up.
Especially because she could have diffused the situation, I feel like, by just being like, hey, how do you feel about a makeover? Like, we get out here, how do you feel about that, and that could have maybe diffused the situation.
No, not this one.
No,
no, I'm just saying. Or she could have given Evelyn a heads up and been like, yeah,
don't do it.
No,
she
did give her the heads up on that one. She told Evelyn from the very beginning, I don't think it's a good idea, and she may put paws on you.
Well,
but I think that Kristen would have come in even more agitated when she arrived had she known about the makeover, because she would have just been like very, I think she would have been, she'd been very guarded.
Well, that's true. We get most of the drama from setups like that
in
this situation, too.
I was all about the makeover until I seen those wigs. I could
see,
girl.
We were like,
Evelyn was funny. She said, I didn't call you here. He said, what, Nicki Minaj?
Make her Nicki Minaj or Lil' Kim.
That was so funny.
Okay, so let's kind of discuss that. And before we do that, Lauren, your earrings are super gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much. I got some fun.
I just noticed them right now.
Thank you. Yes. So I just want to give a quick shout out. My good friend Mark sent me two pairs of great earrings today. They're his collection. It's Lynx by Mark Morton. So Lynx, LINX by MarkMorton.com. You can go there and shop all of these amazing styles. They're so gorgeous, Mark. I love you. Thank you so much. I'm going to post more on my Instagram too. But
Mark,
you can...
I'm going to send you my P.O. box. Can I
Yes, Mark. Yes, I'll connect you guys on Instagram. But y'all, they're awesome. You can also go to his Instagram, which is at Mark Craig Morton. So check him out. I'm going to post more on my Instagram and Twitter as well. But thank you, Mark.
Totally cute.
I love you.
Them all the way from Puerto Rico.
He sure did. Thank you. Thank you.
So, on a not-so-fun note. All right. So, the stylist.
Ugh.
All right. Sania. So, what would you define professional?
Not her.
Because she did say, when we were first introduced to her, that she's only styled male artists, right? Only male.
Well, yeah. Last week when we saw her introduced, it was all of these male clients.
Right. And she said...
And she's got a very masculine energy.
Yeah.
To me. I mean, she was very, like...
I could see how she could work with men and it's not an issue.
A problem.
Mm-hmm. But when you're working with not just women, because it's not a stereotypical thing, but a woman,
we're
and then
a little bit more sensitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's
no, I'm not necessarily so. Sensitive, but the way you speak to me, like the way she spoke, if she spoke like that to a guy, that'd mm-hmm. be fine because they're just like whatever. But speaking to a woman like that, that's just disrespectful. That's mm-hmm. not even being sensitive. That's just straight up disrespectful.
And I think you're kind of,
I felt it.
Yeah, you as the professional, you're coming in to provide a service. Scale back your personality just to see how that person may mm-hmm. react or who she is. Maybe mm-hmm. she's really quiet.
Fill
so you being
first,
on 15
yes.
right is really going to scare her or mm-hmm. make her offended mm-hmm. or defensive. Mm-hmm. So just kind of scale what you normally yeah. are, even if you are maybe working with men who mm-hmm. don't, you know, brush things off, don't care. But I think she should have just kind of mm-hmm. reserved herself a little more, yeah. seeing Kristen
and
was
hold
right,
back
and then
on your personal
out.
Opinions
right,
of
not
that too.
And
the B word,
hey, right. when we first meet, right?
The B word is not.
I know Sania, so it's mm-hmm. you know I'm getting to know her. I haven't seen that side of her to be disrespectful towards me.
No.
But I would say if that was me, I would have felt disrespected too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
yeah.
it was very it was strong. It was
mm-hmm.
heavy,
yes.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to me the point of having a stylist or the point of or the most effective way of having a stylist come in and be successful mm-hmm. is getting to know the person first.
You have to connect with the person.
Right. You want that call
yeah.
back.
Yes,
right.
exactly. Yeah. You want to style all my friends and my mm-hmm. friends' friends. You know, like you want me to feel like I can call you mm-hmm. at a moment's notice when I got an event or I got to go do this. You know, that's the point of a stylist. But you got to get to know me first. And
yeah.
she just like came in and kind of
bulldozed.
Made
yeah,
it all about her. It
yeah.
felt like
yes.
almost. Mm-hmm. You know, and like less about Kristen, and I was like, if she had just flipped the switch just a
yeah.
little bit and like had a little bit of like compassion for
mm-hmm.
Kristen and saw what was right in front of her, they could have had this yeah. really cool experience.
And
but
she was so judgmental without even knowing her, like oh well,
bunches.
You know, maybe you can't afford labels,
oh.
and so you don't even know mm-hmm. this girl.
No.
Just because
and
she
maybe
dresses
that
a certain
was
way,
all
maybe
like,
she doesn't want labels. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
and we'll work with your budget. And then the meme when she brought that up, that
oh.
was just like, I think at that, oh my gosh, like
what
oh you know, oh
the
she was.
The,
you're not ugly,
you're just broke. It's usually
oh.
one that Kylie Jenner, they always have.
Yeah, it was like the
oh,
old
God.
Kylie when she was younger, and then Kylie now. So, yeah, the comparison is like,
yeah.
oh, you're not ugly, you're just broke. So, like, when you have your come up, you're
see,
like.
I was getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
oh,
the beat down,
uh-huh.
and I heard that, and mm-hmm. I was just like, "Ooh, that was me," but I didn't know she was talking about a meme.
Yeah, she's referring to a meme.
But it was still like, really,
a lot of things between her and Evelyn. They should just stop talking. Like after they said their names,
mm-hmm.
and then that was it. I don't know, but a lot of things. It was like just a train wreck just
yeah.
happening. Sania.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think that had she been more compassionate, it's not her necessarily her personality. It's like what we were saying, that she was getting her airtime.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think her personality, she seems like someone you'd love to hang out with, have around, because she's going to keep it real.
Right.
She's
going
to be fully honest.
Like me, so
mm-hmm.
definitely.
I love
yeah.
it.
I love, yeah.
But you have to know the person that you're dealing with, especially
mm-hmm.
when you see a woman in front of you crying.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you
right,
hit,
and she kept going after that, right.
Exactly. You hit pause, you say, you know what? Because for me, I'm not a stylist, but I've worked with women when I used to do bra fittings. It was a very emotional time when I was
right.
in the fitting room with women talking about their bra size. Like,
yeah,
literally, I had people
like
hug
very
me.
Personal.
Yeah,
sure.
So you have to connect. I feel like stylists connect with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Girl.
Don't have this bra.
Right. Well, she even said she
but,
does like a head to toe thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she does, when she comes in, she does a whole thing head to toe, you know? So before you head to toe me, get to know me.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like that, girl.
Yeah.
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 I know. Hashtag TM that one.
Yes. And I was surprised about the wig selections, because I was wondering how much research did she do on Kristen before she brought stuff in.
Yeah.
I'm all about doing different things,
yeah.
but
mm-hmm.
the blue and the red wig, and you've never seen this girl. I didn't see like an in-between wig style. And I
because
don't know.
You know what it is? Sania, that's like the way she dresses.
Mm-hmm. But see,
and she kind of
mm-hmm.
was
puts
trying
down.
To maybe bring the more fun out of her. And she told her she was gonna, you're gonna be uncomfortable.
Right.
Okay.
And I was with her until I seen the wigs, and then I got uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it's, I feel like you're not supposed to be putting yourself into the person. You're
right.
supposed to be bringing the best of that personality.
Yeah,
right.
And I have to disagree with Shawnee when she said that what woman doesn't like a makeover, because hello, like every morning show has a makeover,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
segment on, to some point. It just depends on how you put it to the person.
How
they're
well, and most
it.
Of the time they volunteer.
Yeah.
They,
right.
Volunteer.
Right.
They,
yeah.
they do get ambushed. They do get
yeah,
ambushed.
Sometimes
I see the ambush.
Shawnee said that well, how did she say it? She said something about,
like, even if you don't want to, but no, you kind of need, like, it.
No, she said something about, no woman wants to be told.
Told. Oh, exactly. Yes. Yes. Yeah, she would be offended. Yes.
Mm-hmm. No woman wants to be told you need a makeover.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes as a friend, you do need to tell your friends, but like I said from the mm-hmm. beginning, separately from everybody right. else.
It's
all those
you do
energies
it.
Around, girl, all those yeah. judging faces, mm-hmm. and we know we all on a cast were very strong personalities, and mm-hmm. we're all just sitting there like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. looking mm-hmm. up and down.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. 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 Right. Wait, being there in the moment, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, just like being a good friend is somebody that would tell you, like, hey, maybe, you, like, my biggest fear in life is being the smelly person. Like, yeah. if I am the smelly yeah. person, or I, like, have bad breath or something, like, I need definitely. Somebody to come to me and be like, girl, I love you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, here's a Tic Tac.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? One like, boy, I yeah. need somebody that is, mm-hmm. like, that is close to me in
you
my life.
You need halitosis.
Well,
that's popular, though. It's really
no,
popular.
Yeah, no.
It is.
I just read an article on that. I got a booger. I
got yeah. yeah. yes. something.
I mean, I don't want to walk in by, I'm looking at a guy, and I'm just eye booging him. Right. Baby. I'm like, what's that? You got an eye booger.
Oh, I'm
that's like, a hand job, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm that mm-hmm. person. I would tell you.
So you need somebody that's going to tell you that, and I think... I think just the whole way that the whole makeover gate went down mm-hmm. was just yeah. this big sort of
yeah.
cluster.
It was a mess. And it just started snowballing into
it just snowballed a into a huge
shit. Now,
crazy.
If they're buying shoes and stuff, I'll take a makeover.
That's right, girl.
Because I heard about some red bottom shoes, but I never seen the shoes come out. I don't know.
Oh,
they probably.
I guess we didn't get to get there.
Yeah,
I
guess, yeah.
it went around. Because I heard her saying she wants to get me new shoes, something like yeah. that.
Right. Girl, we didn't get past the head. Yeah. Trying to get it all no, the way to the feet.
Right. I was like, yeah.
She Kristen yeah, handled to, herself well, though. Even though she got emotional, she because did. I feel like I would have ended up in a fight. With that,
mm-hmm. yeah, possibly with Evelyn and the stylist. I think she was just like mm-hmm. somebody wants
so, to
like,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. you know, I'm the opposite. If I when I start crying, run.
Yes,
yeah,
because mm-hmm. that means I'm already past.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. that means everything.
No,
yes.
everything
no one's gonna be able to like calm me down. Yes,
mm-hmm. and I was surprised that Tammy actually didn't. Come, I guess, more yeah. out. Like, the Tammy that we know, I thought she was going to come out, even though she was calling her out on stuff, but she was pretty laid back, chill. She's like, mm,
she
girl.
Was mine.
That
was
not
yeah.
drinking her water.
She does. Yeah, Tammy yeah. usually speaks out and feels yeah. like, oh, if people aren't stepping up for themselves, or if, you know, they're the not to say that she was weak, but sometimes Tammy looks at it like that. Like,
yeah,
oh, you're
the
you weaker person,
every time
I need to step up.
Tammy steps up, they mm-hmm. make her a bully.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah,
so maybe she's
I feel like
feeling
that's
like she
like,
needs to back
I
up.
I'm not even gonna like, get involved in something mm-hmm. I have nothing to do with. Because that's how what I would do if everybody every time I open my mouth, they're like, "You're the bully. You're the mm-hmm. mean one." I would like, you know what? Then you guys handle it.
Yeah.
I'll step back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. truly.
But when someone's crying, that's when I have to just do it.
Yeah,
because I'm
sure
that big mouth person.
When you cry,
but I can't.
I'm a softie. When
yeah,
you cry,
no.
Kristen has cried in front of me before, so I was very like.
And she cried a lot in this episode.
She did.
When Evelyn went to speak to her in the kitchen, I think it took a little bit too long for that scene to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Evelyn,
yes.
when she left, Evelyn should have went right behind her.
Evelyn
at that moment
should
have, yeah, she should have stopped Saniya. Am I saying her name right?
Saniya.
Saniya. Sorry, didn't do that.
It's spelled Saniya, but it's
pronounced
Saniya. Yeah.
She should have stopped Saniya from that moment. And then speak to Kristen separately.
Sure. That's what mm-hmm.
I
would have
feel like too much time went by mm-hmm. because by the time they were down there talking, oh, you were wrong for saying this. She was upstairs talking to Bonnie and Malaysia.
Malaysia. Mm-hmm.
Bonnie talked?
She spoke. Don't
girl!
Do that. Don't.
She walked in that Palm Springs
tea,
house
honey.
And I didn't
I
see her again.
I
spoke.
I swear,
at least
I was getting
four
ready.
Times.
She did. I was getting ready. That's
she talked about being a mommy dog.
Okay.
A dog mommy.
A dog mommy.
A mommy dog.
And
I think that's it.
That was all.
In that scene with
don't
Kristen.
Don't worry, I'll wait. No, I'm just kidding.
I was really thinking about
that's
it. Oh, and then when they were sitting before the makeover. No, she didn't. She was there.
She was there.
She was there.
She literally introduced herself as like, I had to drop my dogs off, and I'm out in Palm Springs, and then crickets.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what?
Nothing else.
You know what I know about Bonnie Jill?
What?
Her dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, she's a... You know what? I understand
I have a dog. I have a pit bull. I love
them. They are the biggest babies. People
they
have
are.
A misconception about those dogs.
They really do.
My baby...
What's your baby's name?
Lola. She had a little baby Stassi name.
I love it.
But yeah, I love dogs, you know, but it's all fun and games. Mm-hmm. It's just because she's always talking about her dogs.
Well, she doesn't know about the kids thing, so she have a thing for her doggies.
Yeah, I don't have kids neither, so I'm the same boat as her, so let me stop talking.
But do you want kids?
Huh?
Do you want kids?
Yeah, one day.
Okay. All
right. She got a career like right now.
Two,
You got a dog already, so you just need the kids and, you know, the hubby.
Maybe not first, you know.
Well, you know,
I'm working on it, girl.
Me too.
Are we all?
You let me know.
Except for this one.
Oh, she's like, need tips from Laura.
I am married.
Tell us how you did it, girl. Because so far I got a ring, but I got it for myself. So
Sometimes that's just as good. Mm. I will say
no, because it don't keep you warm. No, it don't rub your feet.
I got pretty lucky.
My socks keep me warm.
Not that warm.
That's right. And let me tell you about my poor size.
I need to be touched.
Yeah. I need to be held.
I know what you're saying, girl. Nothing's
like a real thing, baby.
That's right.
No, that's true.
It's worth the wait. It's worth the wait. I'll say that.
Dear God, it's been a long wait. Let's
get it. Sure, it's 29, you know? Chop, chop.
Like, where is he?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're at that time.
It's worth it, I promise.
So that was my thing with Evelyn. I think that Evelyn should have spoken up more, especially seeing as though this was her idea.
Right.
I think that she let Sunia get too mouthy.
We have
go ahead.
Absent TV in the chat. She said,
"Hey, absentee."
Hello. She said that I don't think Evelyn was coming from a bad place. It really was all about presentation. Mm-hmm. She said she was thinking that Evelyn had a miscarriage, and if someone approached her that way, that she would have taken it. Maybe Evelyn might not need a makeover, but some of the offer, so she wanted to do that to be kind to Kristen. So,
But what I was thinking about is with Evelyn and her miscarriages. Not to take one away from the other, but Evelyn's was pretty early on.
Yeah.
And with Kristen, she was going through the whole change. Her body is changing. Yeah, like you said, her weight
she
gain.
Was 4 months.
She was going through all of that. Yeah. Right. So I think that even though they bonded on the fact that they did have a miscarriage, Evelyn hadn't gotten to the point where it was starting to do like the body changes. Exactly.
Did
so
you guys see the little preview for next week?
We're gonna get there. But you know what? But so I think like there's a difference of she didn't really go through that, so she couldn't really relate to her on that part of it. You know what I mean?
Well, we'll keep that one up for debate because some people may feel differently. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, well, no, even though the baby wasn't that far along, I still bonded and I still have these feelings.
But so I just mean body change. Like, you know what I mean? She didn't really have to go through gaining the weight and then losing the weight and not having, the baby, things like that. That's what I mean. Not the miscarriage, but the changes of your body. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't have kids either, but I have friends who've had miscarriages before, some early, some later on. And it is a pretty heartbreaking thing, but I can say once you've had this idea of this baby for a minute, you know what I mean, and your body has started to change and you start to look different. There's something a little bit different about that.
It's really because your body actually starts changing from the time of conception. But I get what you're saying.
Super sensitive to anybody who has ever gone through that, because it's definitely something that nobody should ever have to go through. But yeah, it is. It's a pretty rough thing, early or late.
Oh, wow. So we'll wrap up Makeup Gate, because we got another gate to get to.
That's right.
So how do we feel about the dinner situation?
Okay, well, first of all, how do we feel about Jackie inviting Sunia to stay?
Well, that was part of the end.
Mm-hmm. To dinner.
I mean, did she really invite her, or she asked her if she was staying?
I don't even bring it up to me.
I don't know, it was like
that's kind of.
I seen Sunia grab Jackie's boobies and she asked her to stay.
That's what it was too, because where.
She was drinking.
That's why Tammy said she found her soulmate.
Yeah. Right.
Titties and Pretty.
They both
got Jackie. I thought I was your hoe. What happened? I guess Jackie found the one.
No, but pimps have many. Pimps have more than one.
Just not this one.
Yeah, I don't think it's like the guest place to invite someone else. Mm-hmm. But that's when Evelyn, I think, should have also said, guys, you know, unfortunately, the reservation is for this amount. Mm-hmm. You know.
Especially that moment was so awkward and it blew up so
Kristen
much.
Yeah, Kristen is still fresh. She needed her She needs her space.
Yeah, you exactly. Seeing her face expression, she was really bothered.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like no one was... Well, this is where I say again, I'm surprised Evelyn wasn't more cognitive of her, of Kristen, and how she's, you know, reacting to this stuff. Right. Because I didn't even see them hug. Like, it's just little things I was like, what's going... Like, I know she didn't mean it in an ill-intent way, but you're not realizing what's going on with this girl. Mm-hmm. Like, body image issues are, like, serious.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean... some people may look at me and be like, girl, you sexy, you this, but every woman, we look in the mirror and we have, oh, I'm too skinny.
Exactly.
My butt was a little bigger. Everybody has something that they're not, you know, comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And it's not okay for somebody else in front of everybody to point those out. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I feel like, you know, I have the people that I like and the people, you know, but I'm going to say this. If I was in her situation, like, a couple people would have got slapped.
You would have been laying the paws. But what are your... Do you guys want to go and talk about our... What we don't like about our bodies?
Yeah, I would love to, I don't care, you know?
What is your thing?
My thing was, I was, like, really, really skinny at some point, and I wanted to, you know, be like the girls, thicker, you know, everybody was getting butt jaw.
You wanted thot body.
Not the thot body.
That's what I call
wanted,
it.
I
just
wanted,
plump up,
you know,
or something.
Plump up, and I was too skinny, you know, and then... Lord, when I tell you God was like, you don't need no surgeon, I will do it for you, honey.
Lay them hands.
Let me tell you, I went through a breakup, okay? 6 months later, I went from 120 to 160.
Wow.
And honey, that ass was poking. I was like,
look at you.
Hello.
You know? Yes.
And then it was kept on up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I was 28. It was last year. I was like, I'm, you know, getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it. That's when I got the trainer. And I slipped all the way down to 115
again. Oh, nice.
Yes. And I'm appreciating the body that God gave me from the beginning.
Exactly. Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Because now imagine if I would have went and changed that.
Yeah.
Like, permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got...
Right, yes.
And guess what? I'm still pulling.
You know you're so beautiful.
This is all I do.
Yes, all right. Yes, girl.
Pulling it, yes.
And there's nothing wrong if you guys want to get work done. I don't want y'all to think that we shame
all.
You.
No,
right. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you saying that because that's not what I, you know, meant at all.
I know,
that was just
but,
for you.
You know, for me, you know, I have a lot of girls that I'm, you know, that I'm close to. They've gotten stuff done, and I, you know, if I had the, you know what, I would do some things too. But I'm just, you know, I'm saving my going unders for when I really, really need it.
Yeah, that's right. Let me get some kids first, and I'm definitely going to get a
job. That's right.
Let my boobies get to my knees, and then I will pick them back up.
Girl, don't have tennis bra.
I'm on that one.
That's right. And, you know, look around.
Girl.
I mean, come on.
I see them things.
Yeah.
Can I get a little Jesus?
That's where all my fat goes. But yeah, like you were about to say, all our body types are different. Mm-hmm. We're all beautiful the same. Like,
I'm
all for it. Yeah.
So you go. What do you not like about your body?
Couple things, but I've come to embrace them. Like you were saying, for me, my boobs, my whole life, I was called Pamela Anderson. Barbie my whole life. I mean, had the boobs.
But you're so
but that's my thing. And then my stomach. I have a pooch that I hide very well thanks to the boobies. And that's my thing. But you know, I've embraced it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mine is weight a little bit. Like I went through a breakup and I gained weight, which is horrible because you want to look like, you know, right?
I'm gonna give
awesome
you
afterwards,
right.
You know what I mean?
You got a lot of secrets
really?
To give us. You
I'm
sure does.
But then I just had to get to a place where I'm comfortable with it. I'm working on it to get it off, but I have to be comfortable with where I am now.
Right.
Because yes, then I'll be insecure. That'll show around the people and you know what I mean? So I was like, okay, this is awesome. You know what
you
I mean?
Are,
so
yes,
I fly.
Girl.
So
yeah.
I'm going to work on it. And we're, thank
that's
you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's all that matters. So yeah, you're comfortable with who you are at the moment. And if you need to work on something, then you work on it.
Mm-hmm. And pay for it if you want to.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's right.
You might do that.
That's right. Oh gosh, y'all are all looking at me like it's my turn.
Is it your turn?
I'm like, where do I start?
You got to be quiet, girl, with your little nice thighs and arms. doing soul cycles and all that.
Sitting down. I think we've all gone through like phases of mm-hmm. ups and downs and this and that. I'm actually in a pretty good place with my body right now. Mm-hmm. I'm very very appreciative of what it can do.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm at the point now where I'm looking more towards having children, and mm-hmm. so right now I'm just happy that my body is healthy and like yeah. if yes. that means a couple extra pounds and I can carry a baby, then
that's
let's what do it. Yeah. Let's do it. You know, mm-hmm. so yeah. yeah, I'm embracing it.
I'm more like with Laura. For me, it's the aesthetics. Like, I have to make sure I'm up on my pedicures because my big toes are in grown toenails. And
as long as you know. Like, as long as you know yeah. you don't do the open toe when you're not supposed to.
No. Mm-hmm.
Thank
no.
you. We yeah. appreciate mm-hmm. it.
So I may not have my nails done all the time, but them toes are popping.
Guys do
but
get that.
Also, and for yeah. me too, like my family, it's like the women on our side don't have eyebrows, and I hate that. And so I have to start doing that. No, they don't. I wish I could give you like elementary and middle school pictures. It's just bald. It's like very sparse.
And I'm the opposite.
So I miss like I don't have mine. The thick ones, and mm-hmm. I want my face to be popping like everybody else.
Your
it's
face
like
is this, popping.
This,
yeah.
You know how much work this is. Like it's wow. Like, you know,
I have to see these pictures. I have never heard eyebrows.
Yes, right, it's not. Ever. My family would be like, yeah, she's telling the truth. Oh, wow. But also in the chat, we have Asin TV. He says that a lot of people don't realize both guys and girls actually have body issues.
Yes. Yes.
So it's really true. Sad that people can't accept people just for who they are. So,
you
yeah.
are right. Well right. said.
Amen.
But we accept you.
We accept you wholly.
Yes.
Fully. Completely.
From head to toe.
Right? That's right.
Talking about accepting.
If you don't head to toe me till you know me.
Right. You know, there you go.
She don't have a shirt come out next week.
Right. That's right. I'm going to call Evelyn and get some t-shirts made.
So speaking about accepting, okay, so this dinner in Palm Springs, mm-hmm. We had a guest that we didn't know was going to be coming. Well, the right. ladies didn't know was coming.
Right.
Pop-up
how
surprises.
Are we accepting of that?
No. The way it was mm-hmm. played, no. Like, ooh, look who I found. All the way
right.
in Palm Springs.
Malaysia.
So,
right.
Like, yeah, when she said it like that, I was just kind of mm-hmm. like, well, no, Malaysia, that? Come on. Mm-hmm.
Just right. say, like, Granny on the somebody way. Had to tell like, you where we were having dinner.
Exactly. Who did the pin drop? Who dropped the pin?
Right?
Somebody did. You guys go ahead. I'll mention
yeah, but no, them. That's, and then I'm surprised, well, I don't know if I'm really surprised that Malaysia no. would do that, because that is, like she said, that's her best friend. Mm-hmm. She wants to say, she feels a little bit awkward, like, she knows them, but not like that. So I understand you wanting your friend there, but especially after Tammy expressed how she just doesn't want to be around her, and mm-hmm. she's trying to avoid a situation. Like, if I'm around her, it could be violent. You right. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So let's just, I want to be the bigger person and avoid this. And so she expressed that, and then you still bring her around.
Right.
That's a slap in the face to me.
But to play devil's advocate, even if she doesn't want her in her space, Tammy's supposed to be able to control her own actions, right? You're an adult.
That's
I'm
true.
Just saying.
Which she did. She got up and she walked out.
Exactly.
Which right. she did. I feel like she got up and she walked out, which I think that was her way of being like, yeah. look, this is going to go south real fast.
Right.
Like, I'm going to leave.
Tammy's
I'm going to remove
well.
Myself from
yeah.
the situation.
Tammy's mm-hmm. doing really, really mm-hmm. well in walking out this
yes.
season.
And
trying
yeah.
to avoid those
what was your
things?
Thought yeah. on that?
About Brandy and stuff coming back. I don't really, you know, if I don't like somebody, they show up at dinner, I'm not leaving. I'm about to eat, girl.
I know, especially if it's free food.
I'm not leaving. You can sit right in front of me, girl, and look at my little steak.
Yeah.
You know, I would have
You had your situation like that.
I never left.
Mm-hmm. Good for mm-hmm. you.
And I just want to say...
I dealt with it.
You if did. You guys remember, was it the second episode? I think it was the second episode.
Yeah.
It was yeah. about the second episode. You approached Kiana.
Mm-hmm.
You let her know. You need to explain to me the relationship definition, because I was like, I need this in my life.
No.
Okay, so you had your situation. I actually commended you for that, because I think that was part of why Evelyn and Tammy have their rift. Because mm-hmm. Tammy felt like her and Evelyn were friends for 6 months, and mm-hmm. she never... told her, mm-hmm. you know, what happened between her
she dead told her husband. What she thought like it was.
Yeah,
right.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you said it right out the gate. You got, we just met. I'm feeling you. I just want to let you know this so you're not hearing it from someone else. I thought that was very mature. Mm-hmm. I was down
I
for it.
I did too. Totally.
Me, I always put myself in somebody else's shoes. If mm-hmm. I was in her shoes and somebody had any type of relationship, texting, tweeting, DMing, I don't care what it is, mm-hmm. I want to know. So that's how I, you know, treated her,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I told her right off the gate, I wanted her to know, but it turned into this whole
situation. It was a sensitive topic still.
It is. It is a mm-hmm. sensitive topic, because once again, if I put myself in her shoe, it's one of those situations where it's damn it if you do, damn it if you don't.
Like, yeah.
I would feel some type of way. I would want to know. I would be like, oh, girl, yeah, tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah, I need to
know.
I would be like,
oh, okay, you fucking bitch. You know? It'll take some time for me to, you know, be one of friends with you, but I would give you that option, to, you know, for you to want to be friends with me or not.
Yeah. Right. Up front.
And then, you know, you know, people get to talking. You never want
that's
to.
That's what I was saying. You know what? That's yeah, why that's I didn't want to.
And then I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, what if she knows already? And she's just looking at me, you know,
waiting for you to say.
Right. Or that's waiting true. For me not to say. I am not going to look like the fraudulent person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I just, honestly, I'm a Sagittarius. Once again, honesty is my way. I'm going to give it to you right off the bat. You may not like it. You may like it. So it just, you know.
But it's your choice.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with you on that
one. Yeah, but I definitely understand where she's coming from, too, you know? That's a very, very sensitive topic. You know, you never know someone's pain behind
and where they are.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? We only see what's on the blogs. We only see what, you know, what they allow to be seen on the show. You know, whenever, we never get to see people's heart.
That's very mature of you, and, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's I commend you for that. That's very mature of you.
Thank you.
Because you could have just been like, nah, she was just right. You were like, you know what? I could see how she feels that way, and I'm going to respect that and call it what it is. So that's very mature of you.
I thought
like
she was nice. Shit. I would have probably jumped the table. You take food, right? My man. His man. Her man. No, my man. Okay. Check, please.
Right.
Check.
I think I just would have saw black. I didn't even know. I'm
see,
just,
exactly.
I pray that I don't catch a case. That's all I'm saying.
Because in the beginning, at first, I was like, well, why would she tell her? She doesn't have to tell her. Mm-hmm. They're not cool like that. But then when you think about it and you bring up all those other points, you never know where the relationship can go. And then you end up
and
in a situation
Jackie's,
like Tammy and Evelyn.
At Jackie's party, which, you know, they don't show much of it. They show a little clip of it. Me and her, I was, well, she couldn't drink yet. She just had the baby. But I was drinking and we were in a corner talking, getting to know each other. You know what I'm saying? I was even going to bring it up there, but it was, like, too many people around. I was not about to do that.
Yeah.
So that's when I was like, you know, hold it in, call her for lunch, tell her by herself.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I think Evelyn should have handled Kristen's situation with the makeover.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's why I say the way you did it, I can't find any fault on your end.
Thank
because
I
think that it was done in a mature way.
It was.
And
it
private.
Was,
Well,
because,
private for reality TV.
I know me, and I know if I was coming off disrespectful, my attitude is totally different. It's not, let me, you know, no disrespect to you and your family. It's bitch.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm texting my man.
Right?
I would never say I'm texting your man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be a whole other situation. 100%.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of a different situation, so we see that Evelyn, Tammy, and why can't I think right
Shawnee.
Now? Shawnee.
Yeah,
yes,
Shawnee.
There we go.
I do a blank
too. They walk out.
Yep.
And then Brandy pursues. Do we think that Brandy should be pursuing
no.
if they're...
No. Come on, no.
Are you asking
she
for it at that
better.
Point?
Yes.
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 I am not an advocate
I would be asking for it too.
Real violence.
Yes. I walk in somewhere, you get up and walk out, we're going to have problems.
And then she all in her face just from the preview, like, oh, so you jealous? You feel threatened? Like,
yeah,
come
like,
on.
She said
come
jealous.
On.
I thought she said threatened.
Or just threatened. Okay,
threatened.
This threatened.
Look at you. Look at you trying to start
with her. I wasn't for sure.
You can try to start
at the end.
Trying to start up. Yeah. Okay, Jackie.
I like that. She said threatened.
Get in the mix. No, she did.
But she did threatened. So I just... If she wanted coming for her, and I feel like, I don't know, Tammy was doing really well. Shawnee, I wasn't too worried
Tammy
about.
Yeah, Tammy even said hi.
Evelyn, right.
Yeah,
like, I was like, well, but
no,
I was waiting for Tammy to pop
out.
But
yes,
still, she
was,
said hi.
Was still,
so I wouldn't have acknowledged you.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I would have done, too. That look right there, that's what I would have gave
girl.
Right. But I feel like
I finished my drink and my expensive lobster and left.
Yeah, to say hello, and then just, okay, I'm going to excuse myself, but hi.
And she could say, I know she has a shadier hello somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
She does.
She could have been
like, hello.
You know?
Yeah.
With the eye roll.
Not at all,
like,
because she didn't even speak to, I think, Evelyn or Jackie when she was mad at them.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't
I think it was
speak.
Evelyn.
She was just, she sat there, she took her drink back. So
now, you said you would have went outside like Brandy did.
Yeah.
But even
know.
Knowing the, like, the
really?
Back issue
you,
that you guys had.
You know what I would have done? I would have took a bite out of something, some of the food that was on the table, and then went outside to see what's going on. Because let me tell you, girl, you walk in somewhere, and everybody gets up and leave, you going.
No, people that, but,
yeah,
you,
but you know
but
you guys
you
have an
history.
Issue with them.
You have history with them.
Well,
personally,
yeah.
I would have never went.
I would have
gotten
my date. I would have never went. Like, my phone call, my girl, hey, girl, what you doing? Best friend. Who's over there? Tammy. Bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to be right down the street at my house eating
call
food right here. You know?
Yeah.
That would have been
to my room.
But now, if I went, mm-hmm. and now I'm already there, mm-hmm. and if everybody walks out and leaves, I will feel some type of way. I don't know. I would be like, y'all, really?
No, not if we don't like each other, no.
I'm happy that they left. Of them?
I would have been happy to be like, oh, it's just us. Our waiter going to have a great time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's cool, the outside. But they all, like, I feel like, you know, everybody should have a penny of their own. Mm-hmm. Just because Tammy got up and left doesn't mean everybody has to get up and leave.
Well, that's...
I feel like everybody's on just jumping on the wagon, whichever is a cool, you know, thing to do.
Well, I think Evelyn is the only one that didn't have a reason to leave. Shawnee and Tammy have a reason.
Okay. Tammy's not going to get up and just walk out by herself. Her friend, Shawnee, is going to... That's what I would do. My girl's leaving on my
school. I'm going to go with her.
I'm going to go out with her, too. But Evelyn jumped up and went with them, too. And I don't know, you know, maybe they have the Three Musketeer thing going on I'm not aware of. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like at some point, we're a grown woman here. And that maybe she shouldn't have been there, but now she's here and that's not the way to handle it. You know, if I don't like somebody... Tammy did the right thing. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to punch you, girl, I got to go. I'm sorry. I don't have an appetite anymore. You fucked up my appetite, you know?
Well, sorry, guys. As much as that, you know, we have this conversation to continue. And Mika, you know, may probably continue this conversation with us online or on social media because we are rap. Sorry, this was so good.
I know.
But before we leave, we'll have our guest, Elena, let us know where you could find, where they can find
media,
you.
Yeah, I'm MISSELENAJAY on Instagram.
Okay, and Twitter, everything.
All right, ladies.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lenisha_33. I think it's spelled at the bottom because it's too long to spell out.
That's right. And you can find me, Laura L. Thomas, at Laura L. Thomas TV on Instagram and Twitter.
I'll be social at Tequila_IAM.
And guys, you can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV. Make sure to download us on iTunes. Check us out on YouTube and share with your friends.
Yes. Go get some links.
Yes.
By Mark Morton.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll
Cheers.
See you guys next week.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Elena.
Thanks
for
having me. It was so fun.
Yes.
We got to have you back.
I'm a hot mess.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.